in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Archives Department extensively damaged in a blaze. A visibly distraught minister, Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight, describes the blaze as a big blow. Teachers at Wesley Hall Junior School sick out for a second straight day. The NCF officially launches its Junior Monarch competition. Let me tell you about a female truck driver recovering after she leapt from the vehicle minutes before it crashed, going down Horse Hill over the weekend. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
The Barbados Archives Department has been extensively damaged in a blaze that gutted one of the buildings overnight. The fire at the Black Rock facility is believed to have been started by a lightning strike around midnight. So devastating has been the loss that Minister in the Prime Minister's Office, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight, who has responsibility for the department, was visibly distraught while speaking to journalists at the scene. On the verge of tears, she explained the extent of the loss.
We're still making an assessment of the full damage. We were able to retrieve some records, and the team is already on site trying to salvage those records. But this is still a major blow for us. I think that all of Barbados would know that the government, with its intent to have an archival economy.
Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight being moved to tears over the extensive damage to the Barbados archives. Meantime, Chief Archivist at the Archives Department, Ingrid Thomas, says the fire was caused by a lightning strike. It destroyed a block and a large number of records from the Queen Elizabeth and psychiatric hospitals and other agencies. She too emphasized the significance of the loss and noted that the department was preparing to digitize its records.
We were able to salvage some records, but the majority of the records were destroyed. And some of these records included vestry records, city council records, records of the mental hospital and general hospital and so on. The impact would be is that in most cases, some of those documents are documents that we cannot retrieve. We may be able to retrieve some of the information from other documents, but for right now, we have to do further assessment. We're actually in the process of salvaging what we can. The fire officer would have informed that because of the lightning strike, it actually tore away the galvanized sheets from off the building.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams says there will be a full investigation.
This means a lot to Barbados. Minister Monroe-Knight is personally invested in our archival economy and projects that the government is doing concerning the archives. It means a lot to the Prime Minister as well. We are obviously going to have a full investigation to find out exactly what happened and have a full report on it, at which point we will make our report public. We don't intend to hide anything on this. But it's a tragedy. The one thing that we have always been concerned about, even from my discussions with my department and chief, the certain priority installations for Barbados and the archives is one of those.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Wesley Hall Junior School forced to close for a second successive day after the majority of teachers again called in sick. This was confirmed by the president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, who added that any further update will have to come from the Ministry of Education. When Starcom Network News visited the school this morning, parents and guardians were returning to collect their students, and some voice their concern and frustration.
I had fears this morning that this would be the case. I checked the socials to see if any notifications would have been, you know, put up or anything. But as soon as I got home and I had plans this morning, you know, things to take care of today, I had to rush and get back down here. Looking for her, it could have been handled better than this. It wasn't a case where, like, I got here and the guard was to say or a sign was up or anything. And I got here for, like, 8:30.
I had to leave work and come for her because I'm her grandmother. Her mother no get a job, so she can't leave work. We don't know what's going on. I understand this morning only the senior teacher and the principal come to school. For teachers, nobody else, so I don't know. Because this student got tests this week. Test was supposed to start today. And we're not sure if school is going to be tomorrow either. So every morning we know the children and then you have to come back for them. And it's frustrating.
Family members of students at the Wesley Hall Junior School in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
A female truck driver is recovering from injuries suffered when she leapt from the vehicle she was driving just before it crashed while traveling down Horse Hill, St. Joseph on Saturday afternoon. The precise cause of the crash is still under investigation. However, some initial reports indicated that the truck was heading down the steep hill with a heavy load of asphalt for a road construction project when it appeared to develop a technical issue. The driver, believing that she was losing control of the vehicle, jumped to safety seconds before it crashed over an embankment and was extensively damaged. In the aftermath of the crash, onlookers voiced their amazement at what had transpired and noted that there had been other such incidents on that stretch of steep road. The truck is owned by Seal Williams Construction Company, whose workshop manager, Roger Skeet, tells Starcom Network News he's glad that the driver was able to escape serious injury, but notes that she is still recovering from that ordeal.
She was taken to the doctor on Saturday, and she was okay, but she had scrapes and some burnout, obviously from falling in the road. But there weren't any other serious injuries that I was aware of. She was very fortunate to get out of it.
CO Williams Workshop Manager Roger Skeet. The National Cultural Foundation today launched the 2024 edition of the Scotiabank Junior Monarch Competition. The 26 semifinalists drew their positions for the competition in a ceremony in the car park of Scotiabank Warrens. Cultural Officer with the NCF, with responsibility for music, Kevin Moore, says over 40 entrants are in this year's contest.
This year, just over 40 entrants will receive 20 plus in the traditional calypso and 15 across the bashment sweet soca and power soca forms. For the preliminary judging, that 40 plus was cut to 26 with two reserves, making up our Scotiabank Junior Monarch semi-finalists for 2024.
The Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, BACA, concerned about the recent incident at an event over the weekend where a dancer was dropped on stage while performing. The president of the association, Sean Apache Carter, tells Starcom Network News, the development is unfortunate. He says the behavior of some leaves a lot to be desired.
For the last few years, there has been an emerging subculture that has now become part of the culture as it relates to the, what I guess you can refer to now as the bashment culture. It was predominantly linked to the cruises, but now it's a staple in Kwapoka. I too have heard the queries as it relates to the general behavior associated with it. The behavior leaves a lot to be desired.
On brass tacks,
almost as was stated yesterday on your fireworks program, it is even worse in some instances, worse than soft porn.
And on brass tacks, as I was trying to say, some callers express their outrage.
I am concerned about the promoters of these facts because it seems to me, again, no boundaries, no ethics, no rules, no standards, no God consciousness. Do whatever you like, behave however you like, dress however you like, come in here and get on however you like. Doesn't matter the consequences. And the thing is, these young people don't know that people who hire them are looking on. We need to take our young people to the top. The promoters, they must do something to control what is happening.
And finally, well-known Barbadian Carl Alf Padmore back home after being ordered off an Air Canada flight in Toronto over the weekend in an incident that was captured on video that went viral. In a statement issued just a few minutes ago, he told Starcom Network News, the matter is currently under investigation and as such, I cannot comment on the same. I do, however, wish to take the opportunity to thank the High Commissioner to Canada, the Deputy Prime Minister, Sanjay Bradshaw, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Kerry Simmons, for their assistance in this matter and ensuring my safe return to Barbados. He says that's his statement for now. Carl Alf Padmore, back at home. Our top stories. The Barbados Archives Department extensively damaged in a blaze, one of the buildings gutted. A visibly distraught minister, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, describes the blaze as a big blow. The Home Affairs Minister promises a full investigation into the matter, the blaze apparently caused by a lightning strike around midnight. Teachers at Wesley Hall Junior School stick out for a second straight day, again forcing the closure of the school. The NCF officially launches its Junior Monarch competition. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Stetson. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.